This is an Audio Holdings production.
Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. Read by Juliet Stevenson. '1801. I have just returned from a visit to my landlord, the solitary neighbour that I shall be troubled with. This is certainly a beautiful country. In all England, I do not believe that I could have fixed on a situation so completely removed from the stir of society. A perfect misanthropist's heaven. And Mr. Heathcliff and I are such a suitable pair to divide the desolation between us. A capital fellow. He little imagined how my heart warmed towards him when I beheld his black eyes withdraw so suspiciously under their brows as I rode up. "Mr. Heathcliff," I said. A nod was the answer. "Mr. Lockwood, your new tenant, sir. I do myself the honour of calling as soon as possible after my arrival, to express the hope that I have not inconvenienced you by my perseverance in soliciting the occupation of Thrushcross Grange. I heard yesterday you had had some thoughts—"
"Thrushcross Grange is my own, sir," he interrupted, wincing. "I should not allow anyone to inconvenience me if I could hinder it. Walk in."
The walk-in was uttered with closed teeth and expressed the sentiment, "Go to the deuce."
"Joseph, take Mr. Lockwood's horse and bring up some wine."
Joseph was an elderly, nay, an old man, very old perhaps, though hale and sinewy.
"Lord help us,"
he soliloquized in an undertone of peevish displeasure. Wuthering Heights is the name of Mr. Heathcliff's dwelling. Wuthering being a significant provincial adjective, descriptive of the atmospheric tumult.